That's a very spring-like, summer-like sound right there. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday, and all the regular features are coming up. That is Nancy Faust, the great Nancy Faust, signaling that it's time for the baseball edition of Sports Songs. And Rick Geezer, who is the man who has all the sports songs, is here. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Nick.
How are you?
Thanks for having me.
That's my pleasure. And it's baseball time, so we thought we'd have you back in to play some baseball-themed sports songs. And so tell everybody about sports songs. And,
well, sports songs are any songs performed by a player, coach, official, manager, management type,
yeah,
or umpire, ref, et cetera.
Right. So, and this is a collection that you've had for many, many, many years.
Many years, 20-plus years.
Yeah, and it keeps increasing. Do you,
it does.
Do you find something new like every week or every month? Or
Probably every month I'll find,
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
You know, I'm finding a lot of the older songs that, you know, may have been out. Nowadays, everyone's just really either releasing a video or a digital download.
Right, right. And, you know, a lot of people... You know, we've had you on the show now for many years, and people are much more aware of how widespread the sports song thing is. But I think most people, if you think, oh, it all started with the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Oh, well, of course, everyone, especially here in Chicago,
right,
they think it is definitely. But as we've proven on my many appearances,
yeah,
with
it goes
you,
way back.
It goes way back.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, and tell everybody how they can listen to your podcast, because you have a podcast here.
We do have a podcast. It's on WGN Plus. We put up new podcasts periodically. There's there's probably about 30-35 episodes right now, so give you time to catch up.
Great.
You can binge listen.
There you go. Well, that's the thing to do now.
Yeah.
Binge watch, binge listen.
Yes.
There it is. All right. Well, welcome to the show. And these are all baseball-related songs that we're going to hear, and it's always a lot of fun. So let's get started.
We were just listening to Nancy Faust,
yeah,
I uncovered a video from the late 70s of Harry Carey and Jimmy Pearsall during a broadcast.
Oh, no.
And this is kind of fun. And they had to sing Happy Birthday to the then general manager of Channel 44, a guy named Ed Morris. So that's track 251.
Okay.
And why don't we just listen? And Harry's taken control of the entire broadcast, and he does a shout out to Nancy Faust in this.
Okay. Hang on a second.
Okay. But, you know, okay. I've started looking for videos of, because those Harry and Jimmy broadcasts.
Oh, they were the best.
So insane. And so fun, and
yeah,
so, I don't know if Harry was...
I have no... Well, Jimmy Pearsall,
what condition he was.
Jimmy Pearsall is nuts, and
yes,
and Harry Carey was drunk. So,
yes.
And I'm not a Sox fan by any stretch of the imagination at all, but I would watch those broadcasts because of those guys.
Those were so fun.
All right, so here's Harry Carey and Jimmy Pearsall singing Happy Birthday to the GM of Channel 44. This is from 1979. There we go.
You don't have three guys calling you before
we
you
gotta
go.
Sing Happy Birthday.
Happy Birthday.
Wait a minute.
All right,
hey, Nancy, how about a little Happy Birthday when we get a chance? We gotta do a great production here.
Because he's a great fella to work for.
The pitch to Claudel. Swings and he misses.
Birthday to you.
To you.
Happy birthday, dear Ed Morris. Happy birthday to you.
Boy, with that cap, he's really aged. Boy.
That's fantastic. Where did you find that?
I'm just searching, searching through broadcasts through YouTube.
Those guys were so great on those broadcasts, Pearsall and Carey. You never knew what they were going to say.
You never. And even I had there was a longer clip. I just took a shorter portion of it.
Right.
And it just went on and on about this general manager.
Yeah.
And I can't remember exactly what their record was at that point of the year.
Yeah.
But it was definitely the Harry and Jimmy show.
Was that pre-Disco Demolition or post? Because that was the...
See, I didn't get
that
the
exact...
That
was that season, yeah.
I didn't get the exact date on it.
That's fantastic. Okay. All right, what's next?
Well, everybody loves to hate one particular umpire. Which umpire am I thinking? Do you know?
Joe West.
Joe West,
yeah.
Joe West.
Yeah.
He is also a singer.
Oh, God.
We've played, you know, little portions of some other songs, but in 2010, he put out a song about the 1952 season and the good old days of baseball, especially longtime and Hall of Famer broadcaster Ernie Harwell. It's called the Ernie Harwell Song. It's a 2:46, and it's just a nice little song. And
all right.
It may not change your opinion of Joe West, but...
Yeah. Okay. Well, here we go. Here's Joe West, umpire Joe West.
Make a million?
No, has he released a lot of music?
He's released a couple of cassettes and albums back into the 80s and into the early 90s.
Yeah,
and he just released this as a video.
Wow. Okay, that's Joe West. He's still a jerk.
Still a jerk. What do you think, Ozzy?
All right. What's what we got? We got time. We got time for one more.
Okay. Another new song that I just uncovered. This is a guy who's recorded music for a long time. Done videos and he's performed a lot. The 2002 American League Cy Young Award winner Barry Zito, and he's now trying to get together a country career. And he put out a nice little song called "Secret to Life" just last year. And he's trying to make some headway now that he's out of baseball.
All right. Well, here's Barry Zito, everybody.
It ain't about the money that you got in the bank. It ain't about how many hearts you can break. It don't matter how many people know your name, even though that's what they say. It ain't about what place you get in the races that you run. It ain't about the big game that comes rolling off your tongue. Or if you got good looks like Elvis did when he was 21, even though it is to some. One thing I've learned from all these damn mistakes of mine.
This is good.
This is good.
Yeah.
This is good.
That's good. He's got a good voice.
Yeah.
Wow. See, every once in a while when, you know, because we have a lot of fun with this, but every once in a while you're like, hey, that's actually good.
There's a few out there, and yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing him on a singer-songwriter night. I mean, I wouldn't think he was a baseball player turned.
Right. No, that was
musician.
Legitimately good.
He's good. Yeah.
Very cool. Okay, hang on, Rick. Rick Geezer is with us. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Baseball season is underway, so it's a baseball-themed celebration of sports songs right here on 720 WGN, and we'll come back to it after the news. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio. It's Friday, Fly Jams Friday, straight out of context. Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, all the regular features are coming up. We're also going to tell you some mind-blowing facts about Crayola crayons. That's coming up as well. Rick Geezer is with me for another edition of Sports Songs. This is the baseball edition because the season has just begun. And that, of course, tell everybody who that was.
Stan the Man, Stan Musial, Hall of Famer. And that's from his cassette collection.
Right.
Called Stan Musial Plays the Harmonica.
And it comes with an autographed Stan Musial harmonica.
It does.
Which I'm holding in my hand right now.
You are, and it comes with a songbook and a baseball card.
Yeah.
And a cassette. They're finding it harder and harder to find places to play.
Yeah, where are you going to play cassettes?
Yeah.
We have a cassette deck in
there is
in the studio there. That's the Steve King. What's the actual title of that collection?
Steve King commemorative rack full of technology we don't use anymore.
Right, because you know Steve King genius was like, save this stuff. You're going to need it at some point. Right. So there's like cart machines back there and cassettes and reel to reel and all kinds of cool stuff.
Dan, where's the DAP machine?
That's in the archives.
All right. Well, welcome back, everybody. It's the baseball edition. Let's get back to it, Rick. What do we
want
to hear
next? Talking Fly Jam Friday.
Yes.
It's coming up.
It's
Let's play
morning.
Something fly.
Okay.
Track 213. Okay. We played this a while back. It's Lenny Randle, former Cub, and Thad Bosley, a former Cub and a White Sox. They recorded a song in 1983 called The American Worker. And this is when they were both playing for the Seattle Mariners.
Okay.
They recorded a number of songs, and this is very fly.
All right, here we go. Fly Jam Friday Baseball Edition. Here we go.
I don't want to get up. Shoot. He's a super hot American worker. He'll give you all his cash, the American worker. He's not like most. He don't front or boast. Only gives the best.
Yeah. He's fly. They were playing on the Mariners?
They were playing on the Mariners.
At this time.
Yeah, and at that same time, Lenny Randle put out a song called Kingdom, about the Kingdom.
And we've played that.
We have.
Yeah, that's a great one. All right, cool. All right, what's next?
Well, why don't we go to track 101.
Okay.
The Cubs just had a pretty successful outing or a series with the Dodgers. So let's hear the 1986 Dodgers. At that time, you know, featuring guys like Oral Hershiser, Fernando Valenzuela, Bob Welch, Jerry Royce, Mike Socha. And they were calling themselves the Baseball Boogie Bunch. And this was put together by the same people who put together the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Ah, and right around the same time. Because this was 86.
In the summer.
In the summer. Okay, here we go. This is the Baseball Boogie Bunch, 1986 Dodgers. I love on so many of these sports songs when the, you know, multiple players are on the song, they each get like a verse or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Exactly. And there's a video that goes along with it, and it has cameos by Sugar Ray Leonard, Donna Mills, Ed Begley Jr., a lot of vintage celebrities.
Right. Wait, it is L.A.
Well, they're all walking into the club to see the Baseball Boogie Bunch.
Ah, I see.
You know, it's definitely a red carpet event, and they're all dressed in their shoulder pads, and
they're ready to go,
and ready in their non-structured coats.
That's right. Yeah. That's it. All right, cool. 86. You know, did you know that? I don't know. When the opening night at Wrigley on Monday, during the rain delay. They played game six.
Yeah.
The Dodgers. I'm like, why are you? I mean, I understand that's awesome, but how is this team going to feel If they walk out to the dugout and they see that you're showing game six, that's a game we don't want to watch right now. I mean, you know, everybody at Wrigley was very happy. Right. I just kept thinking about the clubhouse, man, and the Dodgers visiting clubhouse. She's like, do you realize they're showing game six? And they did also show David Ross dancing on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah. I saw a lot of people on social media were taking pictures of the big screen to share it with everyone.
Man. Okay, what do we got next?
Okay, this is something I just found. It's track 248, and this is from the 1930s. So like we said at the beginning of the show, some of these songs have been going on for many, many years. And this is Babe Ruth doing a short little ditty. He also was well known at that time for putting out a song with Lou Gehrig where they just talk back and forth, kind of do like a vaudeville shtick back and forth.
Yeah.
And this is more of him talk singing to a piano track.
Okay,
and
so
this was in a short that they played in theaters. At
It's a short that you played. Yeah. And what year are we talking about?
It's from the 30s.
It's from the 30s. Yes. Okay, this is Babe Ruth.
Babe!
I seem to remember seeing a portion of that in the Ken Burns documentary.
Oh, okay.
I seem to remember
all
that.
All right. That's fantastic.
And you can find that video on YouTube, and it's really funny because he's standing there in a suit, and, you know, we've got the band and the orchestra all around him, and he's just standing. Again, people aren't going to see this, but you can, where he's just saying, foul ball, and his arms are going.
His arms just go up?
He's just his arms are going all over. I mean, it's really silly.
That's cool.
It's
all
really
right.
Silly.
Very, very funny. Okay, what do you got next?
Well, you know, the Cubs, you know, have begun to have a pretty decent farm club.
Yeah.
And there's a pitcher in the farm system right now who's also a rapper, a guy named John Williamson.
Okay.
And he goes by the name as a performer, Swilson. And he put out he's put out some rap on iTunes, and pick one of the songs. It's 252 or 253.
Okay.
And right now he's playing for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in the California League. He's pitched for two games for 2.2 innings this season.
Okay.
With a 3.38 ERA, but three walks and one hit batter.
Oh, man. All right. Swilson.
Swilson.
As he goes by. Here we go.
On my chest, yeah. Pull up when I'm feeling the best. Yeah. Behave, I'ma be on my best. Yeah. We'll call y'all, be on the list. Pull up, how I look good. Cause when just like we should, I'll be gon' swing that wood. Walk off, he probably could. Hold up, gotta see on my chest. Hold up when I'm free on the best. Behave, I'ma be on my best. We'll call y'all, be on the list. Pull up, how I look good. Cause when just like we should, I'll be gon' swing that wood. Walk off, he probably could. Hold up, I'm at really feel we got. Game 5, got the tickets in my pie. For my squad, I don't do it for the prize. Every critic here, I'm talking like we lost. Roll up, we gon' win this thing. Chi-Town, yeah, we in this thing.
Yeah.
No side, we gon' end this pack. Hold up, I'm a witness, man.
This is called Chi-Town, and we obviously know that he's not from here.
He's not from here. Chi-Town. Nobody calls it. Exactly. Nobody from Chicago calls this place Chi-Town.
But we are rising.
Yeah. Right. Wow. Swilson.
Swilson.
Okay.
Swilson.
Yeah. All right.
The other track I put down there is is called Little Mini Cooper, and it's about
the car.
About the car and partying in an Uber. That's a little Mini Cooper. He's young, man. He's
all
young.
Right.
Come
on. All right, Little Swilson. Okay. All right. Well, let's do one more before we break here.
Okay. Why don't we go to track 83?
Okay.
Love this song. Was probably one of my definitely my favorite White Sox player growing up. Dick Allen. Gotta love Dick Allen.
You said 85?
And I said track 83.
83.
And when he was playing for the Philadelphia Phillies in the 60s, he put out a record. And, in fact, he performed around the Philadelphia area, including singing at the halftime of a 76ers game with his band, the Ebonistics. Well, you know, all the soul groups, you know.
That's Jams Friday.
Ebonistics. Okay. Or Ebonistics. And this song is called Echoes of November.
Okay.
And it's not bad.
Okay.
Not a bad song.
All right, here's Richie Allen, Echoes of November. This is, goes back to the 66. All right, here we go.
It's good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And he never recorded again, unfortunately.
Right. Wow.
He was too busy smoking.
Remember
he was smoking on the cover of
SI. Yeah, it's a fantastic picture, by the way. One of my favorite.
One of the best
covers of SI in history. Wow, I can't believe it.
How big was his bat? Remember he had the 44-inch or 44-ounce bat? I mean, it was a big
massive bat. Yeah. And that picture of him smoking is fantastic.
Yeah.
Boy, he doesn't look like he sounds.
No, at all.
I mean, when we played that, I was like, "That's Richie Allen."
Yeah.
Great stuff. Okay, let's take a break here. Rick Geezer is here. Rick, tell everybody again, sportsongs.com.
Sportsongs.com.
And your podcasts?
The podcast can be found on WGN Plus.
Right.
Sports Songs with Rick Geezer. There's about 35 episodes, a lot of different categories. So wrestlers, tennis players, baseball players, football players, they've all recorded songs at one point or another.
Yeah.
So hopefully you'll check it out.
Covering the gamut.
And we're also on Facebook, so check that out and let me know if you found something or you just have a question. I would love to interact with you.
Okay. And we our phone lines are open too. 312-981-7200. All right, Rick, hang on a second. We'll come back with more Sports Songs Baseball Edition right after this. Welcome back, everybody. Sports Songs Baseball Edition. And, Rick, this is the great Frank Pellico.
Yeah, this is from his 1976 album that he did with a band called Gingerbread.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of great 1970s-era stylings.
That's great. Frank Pellico, legend. All right, welcome back, everybody. Rick Geezer is here, and we're listening to some sports songs and having some fun here. We got some texts that came in. Let's see. 773 area code says, earlier this week, Nick, you had an author on talking about Leo DeRocher. Paul Dixon was on.
Oh, okay.
And he wrote a book about, he's written many baseball books.
Yes.
But he wrote a book about Leo DeRocher, his latest, and it was a great interview, and it's a great book. And the 773 says, did he ever sing anything? Because it sounds, based upon your interview, that he was the type of guy who might want to make his own record.
He did indeed. He never recorded an actual song, but he sang on some television shows and in movies. Of course, we remember him signing Mr. Ed. And from that episode, and he was on the Munsters as well.
Yeah.
So, but that's track 236. He did sing a song on the Judy Garland show in 1963. He and Judy You got to give them credit to be singing with, you know, to decide to sing with a singer like Judy Garland.
Yeah.
But we'll take a listen to it. They decide to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
All right. Here's Leo DeRocher, who is the subject of the new book by Paul Dixon, with Judy Garland.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever get back. Or is one, two, three strikes you're out at the old ball game.
There you go. That was when Leo DeRocher went Hollywood.
Yeah, and in listening to his voice, he's got a bit of, I think he probably had some training at some point, maybe at least in speaking or something, because he has a distinctive voice.
Yeah, yeah, no question about it. And amazing character, that guy. And the book that Dixon wrote is great.
Oh, tremendous. Did it talk about how Ron Santo loved him?
yeah, loved him so much he attacked him, put him in a headlock. it was funny because when we had Paul on, we were talking about that, and we've been lucky enough, we got to know, you know, Ron Santo pretty well. And I've heard some fantastic stories straight from Ronnie's mouth about his love for Leo DeRocher.
Unbelievable. Does the book talk about the gambling and all
that? Oh, yeah. It covers everything. It covers everything. It's a terrific book.
Yeah.
What do we got next?
Oh, okay. Let's play a song that we can't do one of these shows without playing this song. It's track 69.
Okay.
And it's our good friend Jimmy Pearsall. And in 1987, he put out an instructional video, an instructional cassette.
Right.
And on it, he does the Pearsall rap called Thinking Baseball, trying to get hip with the kids and share baseball instruction with rap music.
Yes, this is pretty special. This is Jimmy Pearsall, circa 1987, basically rapping, if you can imagine that. Here we go.
Is my name and winning is my game. Thinking is the way if you want to play. Play with all your heart. You gotta love the play, that's the way to start.
Play, practice, play, practice. Practice. If you practice all the time, results you will see. Work hard.
Pretty great. Pretty great. Exactly. And I'm sure that he touched the youngsters of 1987.
Well, he did. Can't you hear the Jay-Z influence? I mean, Jay-Z, Chance the Rapper. These guys listened to
Pearsall. Yes. They knew their influences. All right. We got time for two more.
Oh, excellent.
Okay.
Why don't we play something that I don't think we've played before.
All right.
It is a track 259.
Okay.
Tony Conigliaro. One of the big stars of the 60s and one of the big stories in baseball. He came up in 1964, 65. He was the rookie of the year. He led the league in home runs. And then in 1967, he was hit in the face by a pitch, and he was out of the game for a number of years. And he made a valiant effort to come back and came back in 1970 and he was able to hit over 30 home runs again.
Wow.
But then he just couldn't see quite right because he got hit in the eye.
Yeah.
But he had a music career starting in 1965, and he put out about five different singles. And this is the very first one called Playing the Field. And like we've played in other songs, a lot of times these athletes connect the sports to love and love to sports.
Yeah.
And this one kind of does that.
All right, here we go.
I was kind of shy, but I got a real bad deal. So I'm going out, gonna play the field.
Gonna play the field. Whoa!
certainly sounds like it from the time period that it's
definitely.
From.
Oh, so,
definitely. Got the
know,
la, 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 la.
He belongs on Shindig.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, a show like that.
Exactly.
Cage dancers around him as he's singing.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That was fun.
That's that was the first single. It was a big hit in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And then RCA signed him, and he was putting out some national records.
Oh, well, good for him.
Yeah.
All right, cool. It's a nice comeback story, too.
Yeah.
So we're out of time, Rick.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. I know. I'm
that
sorry.
That is fine.
But thanks for coming in. And everybody, sportssongs.com. You're also on Facebook and WGN Plus with all the podcasts.
Exactly.
And you'll come back. What are we going to have them come back for? What? Do some maybe hockey playoffs? Oh, no. Hockey playoffs are now.
We'll figure it out. We'll come back.
Hopefully maybe in a championship round of the hockey playoffs.
Yeah, hopefully maybe when the Hawks bring the cup back where it belongs.
That would be
to Chi-Town.
As Swilson.
What's his name?
Swilson.
Okay. Thanks, Rick.
Yeah, thank
Always
you.
A blast. The news is in 9 seconds.